This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey everyone, we're releasing another episode of The Flagrant Ones for free. This episode is with special guests Jake and Amir, and if you'd like to watch the video for this episode, the link is in the description. If you're not familiar with the Patreon, we release episodes 5 days a week. The shows include the pro version, The Flagrant Ones, the ads version of Hollywood Handbook, and Carl Calls His Cousin, which comes out on Mondays and Fridays. Plus, if you join the higher tier, you have access to videos 4 to 5 days a week. Oh my gosh, there's so much content on there. I can't even believe it, except I do because I work on it and it's a lot of content. It's so good. So please be sure to check it out at patreon.com/theflagrantones and enjoy the show.
Hollywood Handbook.
Recording in progress.
Whoa.
Well, I know Andy is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not locally.
Andy told me that's his girlfriend.
Jesus.
He was like, have you guys met my girlfriend?
He's dating Siri.
She's here with a little message for you.
Siri is his side piece.
He kept being like, do you mind if my girlfriend sits in on the recording tonight? And I was like, well, is she going to be on the camera? Because we like released the video feeds. And he said, no, she's just going to talk to us a little bit when we start recording.
She just has one important thing
to
say.
Yeah.
Let's just get right into it. Amir's here. And he brought his friend Jake, and
hey, my dumb cousin.
Okay, easy does it.
Oh,
and my intern.
Their dynamic is nuts. It's like right into it. Like it's literally we're less than a minute into the show. He goes, my dumb
cousin. Way less
cousin.
Than a minute. Way less than a minute. That was like
Jake
second
is,
four. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get bogged down in the amount of time.
We're still less than a minute.
But you're agreeing with me actually, which is like crazy that it's
not even been a minute. But yeah, it's less than a minute. Yeah.
Let him talk, man. It's his podcast.
Sure.
I don't give
it's
a
kind
shit.
Of all
I don't
of
need
our
to talk.
Podcasts. Yeah. We kind of all do stuff equally, and I do a lot of really funny stuff on it too. I'm so excited to have Amir because it's so nice to have another Laker fan on the show. Lakers going all the way this year, and I want Amir here because like we had a setback in game one, we lost.
That's a feel out game, but that's a feel out game.
That exactly, we were feeling them out.
Famous LeBron feel out game.
Exactly. And yes, they have.
How does it feel to lose? He wondered. The Suns showed.
No, I was watching The Jump the day after the game, and they had this little segment called Panic or Patience.
Mm.
And when they talk about the Lakers losing game one, very ugly fashion, they did not look good as a team. They say, should the Lakers be panicking or being patient?
Patienting.
And Kendrick Perkins says, I'll tell you, Laker fans should be sleeping in bed with the AC on 60 and a fan blowing right in their face because they should be patient. You know, okay. this game don't game one don't mean nothing. LeBron lost game one last year. Every game one he lost, they should be patient. And then they get to the Clippers. Now, let's talk about the Clippers. Still game one. Oh, they panicking. They need to jump out the plane. And it's like, okay. All right, well. I guess we need to jump out the plane. So, Amir, we want to know, are you panicking or are you patient?
I'm patient. He's right. I'm
it was a fluke.
A
game one was a fluke.
Sorry,
you
I was
Montrezl Harrell is going to let this get to him?
All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I was
Montrezl Harrell's going to get in his head?
Do you think so. Do you think Kyle Kuzma is going to react weirdly to this?
Cool Kuzma.
And also, our main guy's legs are hurting, in case you forgot. And that's why they both put themselves on the injury list as day-to-day for today's game. Yeah. Their legs hurt.
Davis's leg? AD's
Davis
leg?
Davis and LeBron both are game-time decisions.
Both of their legs actually really hurt. So think about that
both
before
of their
you
legs?
Say something.
They wait until it's game time and they see how they feel.
Yeah. A. Disney and LaMickey.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. Both our guys are basically being the most brave out there.
I didn't.
And also, we won the
off
season.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And we got Marc Gasol. And yes, he did see the floor in game one.
Right.
Secret weapon. That's called resting. That's called keeping him fresh for game two.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping they play him. Yeah, I'm hoping they play him as well.
Talon Horton Tucker.
Yeah.
That's the future right there.
He's still 20 years old, that guy.
That's the future.
THT Dynamite. THT start him tonight. I mean, that's definitely got to happen. For me, if you recall last year, they lost game one in an early series, and then the team that had been blowing people off the floor with their big guys and their stout defense became a small ball juggernaut when they put Markieff Morris into the lineup. And guess who didn't play game one? Markieff. Mm-hmm. So I think the answer's right in front of us. I've seen this one before. I think I remember this movie, but I'll watch it again.
Nice. Yeah, totally. I also think that the Lakers should maybe consider small ball five, whether it's AD or, yeah, like you said, Keith. Marc Gasol would be an upgrade probably too. But I appreciate the optimism for sure. I'm a little nervous, but yeah, I hope not, man.
<Mm-mm>. No, I know. Don't bring that energy around Hayes, man.
You think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is going to go 1-for-7 from three again?
Yeah, I mean,
and remember, we're talking about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
I'd like to remind you who we
just
mean.
And just a reminder, we're talking about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Career 34% three-point shooter.
Yeah, I mean, that's average, I would say, a little bit maybe.
Yeah, it is average. It's not 1-for-7.
I mean, I'm on your side. I agree. I think he'll shoot better this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
Yes. Yup.
And if they do lose, it'll be because, and now LeBron's arm hurts as well.
His arm's been killing him. And I'm sorry, when are we turning the keys over to Mr. Caruso? Okay.
What do you mean, okay? What
Alex
okay?
Caruso? This is David Caruso's cousin, everybody. There's a reason CSI Miami is the most watched show in television history. I'd like to see Alex Caruso put on the cool sunglasses and have The Who cue up.
You guys want to hear my David Caruso impression?
Yes, please. Yeah.
We were on a break.
I'm sorry, man. That was Ross. David
I was actually
Schwimmer.
Noticing because I'm such a huge Lakers fan. I was really paying attention to this. That LeBron actually did you see he was acting like it wasn't hurting him at all? But I could tell when Chris Paul pulled on him in that game from how he was lying down and crying and grabbing his arm really hard that it actually did. He was trying not to show it. But the way he was rolling around on the floor for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe be he was being so brave. Yeah.
And he was trying to just act like he was just rolling around for fun because it can be fun to get dizzy and spin. But actually, because I've watched him a lot, I could see that he was tired and that it killed and it was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Dudley been?
Dudley so rarely plays, even when he's healthy. He's a 15th man.
Where has he been? Can we use some veteran leadership out there? Somebody who's been there before?
LeBron's been there, man. He has more career playoff games than the Suns.
They could use a little veteran leadership.
Let's get a general on the floor.
I think he is 35. If not, then he's really close to it.
He's Dennis 34? Schroeder, coach on the court. This guy sees all the angles, you know? Hey, Vogel, take a step back, man. Make your namesake, the bird, and fly off for a minute. Let the players play.
We were on a break.
No way. we were on a fast break. That's what the Lakers say a lot of the time.
Alex Caruso, David Caruso's cousin. Listen, fellas, where you at? Where you at right now? on a, what do you think? Lakers taking it 6 or 7, Amir?
Probably 5, right? Because we got 5. The game tonight.
Yeah, baby.
5.
That's 1. So 1-1.
Get the broom for the next 4, at least.
I picked him in 5. Yeah. I picked him in 5.
You win at home because that's what sort of you're supposed to do in the playoffs. You win at home. Unless you're a trash organization. You don't lose in the playoffs at home. So that's
the
3-1.
Gentleman's sweep.
And then you go back to Phoenix. At that point, Chris Paul is probably hamstring something, tightness. Yeah. His legs hurt. And they've given up at this point. LeBron's broken their spirit. And yeah, Lakers in 5. Again, like you guys mentioned last year, against Portland, against Houston. Lose the first game, win the next 4.
Yeah. Unless you're a trash organization, you don't lose at home, is what he said.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
You got the fans there. You don't want to let them down.
Yeah. Do you guys
the odds makers certainly agree that the Clippers are favored by 7 in this game. The Lakers are favored by 2.
And I bet on them. I took Lakers -2 in this game.
I took that, yeah.
And I took Mavs +7.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even bring up the Clippers. I just said any trash organization. You said the Clippers. I didn't go there. I was just talking about in general.
Well, we lost at home, so I assume that's what you were referring to.
I was thinking the Knicks, honestly, but then the Clippers did, I forget, lose to the Mavericks at home. That's true, too.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you were talking directly to Carl when you said it. I don't really know.
I barely even know what happens in the playoffs, but it felt like you targeted Carl.
And Jake's generally impartial. You know, he's not really a hoop head. He
You're louder
have a team
than everyone
per
else. Are you closer to the mic, or is it like mixed in a way that all I can hear is you yelling when you talk to the microphone? It's deafeningly loud.
You know what it may be, Amir, is just something about my voice and this connection that we have. Because I feel it, too, when you start talking. I go like, man, me and this guy are on the same wavelength, you know? I was separated
at birth.
Did you
think I met the Clippers? When I said trash organization, did your mind go to the Clippers, too?
Wasn't listening. When you were talking about that, I was thinking about what I might say next. So I didn't hear. If you said trash organization, I take you at your word. If you meant the Knicks, even though, you know, you could have been looking right at Carl, and Carl's wearing the Clippers hat, and did lose at home.
No.
If Amir says he meant the Knicks, then that's what Amir meant.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
He also knows that I'm the biggest Knicks fan on this podcast right now.
Yeah.
So I'm a part of the Randall Dandle.
That's good.
That's the best Dandle.
Yeah. Rose Bros. That.
The Rose. I'm a Rose Bros.
That's right.
I'm a Randall Dandle.
Yeah. Keep going. We can squeeze a lot more out of this.
I got the Knox Pox.
Love that. I actually like that.
I'm a Natilakina
ballerina.
That's good.
I'm a Mitch bitch. I'm a Mitchell Jew. Robinson. Mitchell Mitch Robinson owns my ass.
I was gonna say high Jew for IQ. That's Emmanuel Quickly. Wow. Yeah. What else is there? So Jake, another rhyme could be like for RJ Barrett or something like that.
Yeah, you can get in there with one of those.
Yeah, I'll share it for Barrett. That's like you share a Knicks gif.
That's nice.
Yeah, the Barrett guy.
Pretty good.
Jake, what's your relationship to all this? You watch basketball. You know nothing about it. Like
I used to watch a lot of basketball when Amir and I lived together. So I cared a lot about basketball for a few years. And now I have like residual giving a shit about basketball.
Checks.
Okay. But I basically only like, I think I only like LeBron. So that's pretty much it. So I like the Lakers right now.
Okay.
But
you're
I
turning the TV,
before.
You're like you're his roommate and you're like turning the TV on for him to be like, you want to watch this for a while? Like to kind of like.
Turning the TV on for me? What's that supposed to mean?
Just because you're like, he wants to distract you to like, hey, maybe you want to watch some TV? Just to like get you to like sit down and like.
Just to like stop.
Just to like be under control.
Like I'm a hyper weirdo.
Just like get off the pogo stick or whatever. And he's like, hey, we're going to lose our security.
I'm very mellow. I'm really mellow. I don't know why.
Yeah, whenever Amir was just bouncing off the walls, I would
maybe
be like,
the
hey,
TV
come on, let's watch
could
your...
be good.
Yeah, let's watch your show. Why don't you sit down? And he would just sit on the carpet. And that was really the only time
he would sit cross-legged on the carpet.
I would never.
I'm blinking at the
with
TV
with a cowboy
for
hat
hours.
And a little like plastic pop gun and a vest.
Mm-hmm. I would bring him like nuts.
I sat on a couch like a normal person. I sat on the couch, crisscross applesauce on the fucking carpet with a cowboy hat on. No way.
Yeah, remember you had like a little cap gun. You had a little cap gun. You were playing outside. It was fucking bothering all the neighbors. I said, come inside.
We're not Dennis the Menace.
Said, it's getting dark. Come inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we set you up in front of here?
No. You were taking off the neighbor with your pop gun and your slingshot.
I made you blow hot Fruit Loops like you like. I threw the Fruit Loops in the microwave just the way you like them.
2017. I definitely did not eat microwaves.
I got your Hot Loops. And
that one has nothing to do with anything, though. Now you're just making shit up.
That was a funny,
I'm talking about the snacks you like.
Yeah. I don't eat the cereal unless it was hot. It was
I don't even like oatmeal. I really don't.
He wants everything as soup. He wants everything to be a soup, including the cereal.
Fruit soup. I mean, I do like a hot fruit salad, but I don't eat fruit soup. That's not anything that I would have. I like a warm watermelon gazpacho. Is that a fruit soup?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's one, but you're making it like it's my whole personality.
Have y'all seen people cook watermelons as if they were prime rib?
No. That's insane. Andy, a watermelon on a barbecue?
Pull that video up, Andy.
Andy, it's time for our first video on the basketball podcast. It will be a watermelon cooked as if it's a prime rib.
Let's see. I see one watermelon.
For 12 hours.
Share the screen.
I'll sous vide a pear, but that's it.
Vegan prime rib is what it's called.
I see. It's like getting a carrot dog from By Chloe. They just, instead of a hot dog, it's a sauteed carrot. And that's like their vegan version of a hot dog. Mm.
I was on NBA TV today.
I saw that.
Hey, you watched it, Carl? Yeah.
I didn't see you, but I saw that Payman tweeted about it. How'd that go?
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. I got to ask Kevin McHale a question.
Would you ask him why he was at that Trump festival?
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, why was you out there trumping? Huh? Yeah. And where do I sign up? And then asked him, I was like, Kevin, be real, man. Y'all wouldn't be able to play in today's game, right?
He didn't like that. I don't know. It's way too hard. The guys are way better.
I get blocked by Clint Capella a lot. Like, I wouldn't even stand a chance.
I say, you
make a three.
You right now, Kevin, as a 60-year-old man, you wouldn't be able to play today, right? Thank you. I rest my case.
Good. He was like, I could barely jump. I would do a pump fake, and people were like so confused by it. They'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
And I would like pivot around on my foot, and people would be like, oh my God, look at his arsenal of moves.
I was going to ask a question about the computer that wore tennis shoes, the 1995 Kirk Cameron outlet, but I was like, nah, this is going to alienate. Jason Terry's not going to remember this movie. Roe Parish is not going to remember this movie. So I didn't ask.
How was Roe Parish?
He was cool. Nice guy. I don't know. Why does he have that job? Was he like a writer?
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. It feels like he just kind of showed up. Not like pretty recently. We're seeing more and more of Roe Parish.
Yeah,
this video, Andy? What happened?
Yeah. I have, well, okay, so I have one where it's not a prime rib, it is a watermelon ham.
That looks great, actually.
But it's not a ham.
Oh, okay. This is like when everything is cake, but maybe even better because watermelon is good. This looks great.
Yeah, so I don't
know.
Are
you going to play the video?
Yeah, play.
I mean, I could if you would.
Yeah. But it's actually a watermelon.
Who's staring at their goddamn thumbnail?
What's up, guys? Wow. It's Evan from Food Beast, and you're watching New
Watermelon Bible. Steak?
Food Beast. You won't believe this footage we have for you today. It's coming from Duck's Eatery, and what they've done is smoke this watermelon for 8 hours. They brine it in a mixture of salt, ash, and spices
after the game tonight.
4 days.
Yeah, right.
Then they smoke it for another 8 hours. And then they put it in a pan. And roast it in its own juice and rosemary, and then it's sliced table-side, and it looks like the rarest steak you've ever seen. This thing has split the internet in two.
Hey,
people claiming vegans will do just about anything to get...
Okay, I mean...
I bet that tastes like your Hot Loops that you like to eat, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to honestly, let's nip that little fucking bit in the bud right now. I did not eat hot cereal. End of story. Full stop. That watermelon looked pretty good, though. I like that yeah. hot fruit.
You like That's the hot fruit, it. And you think it might be even a little bit better if there were some milk, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like chunks of that hot watermelon in a milky sort of a brine or broth situation.
Yeah, some kind of nice milk broth.
Yeah, like a milk, like a coconut curry situation. Like, who among us doesn't like Indian food or hot fruit soup? But like to say that that's all I did when I was living with Jake 4 years ago is a.
I'm not saying that's all you did. Sometimes you would lie. Run around with your slingshot and your cap gun, your potato gun. Or you had all those silly.
Terrorize the neighbors.
Yeah. You would wreak havoc on the neighborhood.
Yeah. I had, yeah, I got all my toys from an ice cream truck. And I
didn't you get
sort of
didn't you get the whole neighborhood, like all the kids who lived in the neighborhood, to go to a haunted house with you?
When? Mm. When?
2017.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Maybe 20.
He's out.
Jesus. He comes back. He's looking like a vampire or something. Are you guys recording the video or is it just the audio of it?
The video, yeah. So people are seeing an empty hole where Sean once was.
It's the video. I'm here. Just give me a second.
He'll be back.
What do you guys think he's doing?
Dookie.
That quick? Oh my god, he was fast.
he's got good back.
That's a virtual background. He's on a toilet now. I can totally tell. This is like the movie Speed. He's looping the background. He's definitely on a toilet.
Hashtag so toilet face. Hey guys, tweet at the Flagrant Ones account with your best toilet face. We all make one, and it's time to share yours. If you tweet hashtag toilet face at Flagrant Ones, Andy Neese will respond with his own impression of your toilet face. Let's get trending.
I went into our Patreon DMs the other day, which is just Andy. 3 or 4 times a day, people asking for their name to be Travoltified, and it's just Andy saying that they have to pay $25 a month.
It's one time
for that service,
but that would be because it's not really a thing. It was just like a bonus thing that we invented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
What's
I was
the
there.
Travolta thing? What is that?
The people who subscribe to the highest tier of our podcast, which at one time got you a t-shirt, now the special reward is I will Travoltify your name.
Got it. Do me just as an example so I can know.
Or me as an example.
You would have to pay $25 to get it. We may have some names on the list to Travoltify, and I could give you an example of those, but I'm not going to do yours for free.
I'll send you $25. What's my John Travolta name? I'll Venmo you.
Okay, hang on.
I would get the money first. I would
yeah, I'm gonna need the money up front. We don't let the patrons pay afterward. I don't know why I'm doing that for you.
I'll give you 10 now, and if
I
it's
like a lot
good
of them
name,
better than you.
I'll give you 15 after.
That's not a deal. That's not a bit of the patrons don't get that deal.
But it is. I'm not leaving it to you to decide if it's bad or good.
Yeah, of course we do magic spoon ads, and I read the copy as is. You like?
No, you don't. It's hard to get Amir to fake it. That's the thing. So you're mostly taciturn.
I don't
have,
you have to
edit
fake
out
it.
When you say that it's best served hot. I don't know why you say that.
I heard you asked if they could mail it to you hot. If like you know how sometimes they have like cold packs. If they could like somehow do the reverse of that and have
like an insane request. Yeah. Like,
have y'all heard the all the smoke guys? Have y'all heard the all the smoke guys read the ads at the beginning of their shows?
Yeah, I have.
Do they not care because they're all millionaires? They're just hawking underwear.
It's rough.
They really want you to know they're reading it.
Those should be producer read.
Andy, will you pull up the latest, the latest, all the smoke and see? It's usually at the beginning. It's just them.
And Andy, just to get in, you know, get some stuff out of the way, like based on what happened with the watermelon video. When you find it and pull it up, go ahead and play it for us.
Yeah, it's happening. Well, but now we got to deal with there's ads and there's all. See, this is
Andy,
why.
You're not paying.
The ads
gotta,
before the ads.
We got to get a Flagrant Ones premium account.
An ad to hear ads.
Okay.
It's another ad here, too, but I think we can fast forward to that.
I think we can go.
This is Steven Jackson doing the BO.
2020 was crazy. Tell me one thing you took from 2020.
See if there's a.
Okay, we went too far, huh?
Yeah. So let me see. They might not have one.
Geico's whole 50 minutes
no.
thing.
Did they do the ad reads for the video?
This is actually a pretty good ad.
They're doing a really good job with this one. It sounds a lot like the Gecko usually does.
Andy, go to that Shaq one. I think they do one earlier in that one.
Geico.
Imagine the ads that we're going to get hit with.
On the Shaq one? Hopefully it's that commercial of him in that.
Shorts. Wow, 1.5 million. How we can make our new
fundamental short a little here we go. Skip ads.
This is not just another streaming app.
Yeah.
This
is fast forward through, yeah.
Okay. Oh, Adam Devine.
That's it.
Hey,
that's
it's Adam Devine's voice.
The DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for a shot at some cash prizes.
For this pool, all you need to do is answer some questions on what you think will happen this Saturday in Kentucky, and then track your results throughout the day.
Questions will range from race winners, finish times, and much more.
DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your own convenience.
Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code SMOKE to enter the free horse racing pool with $100,000 in prizes up for grabs.
That's promo code SMOKE to get a free shot at $100,000 in prizes, only at DraftKings.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
It just did
a pretty good job.
They edit out them going at the end of each sentence, now you go. And now you go. And it's your turn to go.
Also, they go, make sure you can really see your eyes reading.
Andy.
Sound really big. They hire a cue card holder for those.
Do you have any Gray King news?
I do. Well, I also have the mismatch speaking of.
Oh, yeah. I do want to get into this. So,
am I losing Amir off the video? Oh, but he's gone.
Oh, he left.
He's there.
I mean, he just had to reheat his cereal.
But I can't see everyone when it's like this.
Yeah, I see like steam lines coming out of something just below frame.
I'm making a soup. It's not a cereal.
Okay.
What's in the soup?
It's chicken broth. It's tomatoes. It's like Rice Krispies or like it's like it's like Italian meatball soup.
Perfect.
Amir, you ever listen to the Ringer NBA podcast, The Mismatch?
Sometimes, yeah. It's not in my regular rotation, but I'll occasionally listen to it, yeah.
You ever steal one of their takes? Make it your own? Hey, we got to come up with a lot of takes all the time, you know?
I watch the games and I have enough takes. Next question. Jesus Christ.
Okay, can I hear one?
Trey, I mean, I'm fucking being like bombarded with this specific headline, but I was literally going to say Trae Young is becoming the NBA's next great villain. And now
okay,
it's like,
yeah, so
that's what this episode is called.
Yeah.
Big Reggie Miller potential.
It literally says that as the title verbatim.
It feels like they're the mismatch.
But I had it. Like,
I guess it's
show
not
you
in your
texts that
regular
says
rotation.
That before that, before
between
they
who?
Even said it. Between me and fucking who gives a shit? You don't know him. I said literally Trae Young. I really think Trae Young is becoming the NBA's
podcast, you were texting someone else, during our basketball podcast, you were texting someone else who none of us know about basketball with a take that you had not chosen to share with us that just so happened to be the take that we were going to see on The Mismatch as their headline. I believe you. You know that you're my guy.
You said you take him at his word. You said that earlier in the episode.
I do, but you understand why it's hard for me to defend you to people like Andy who are going to be coming for your throat.
And I do appreciate you having my back. Like, ride or die, whether I get vaxxed or not, you're not going to throw me under the fucking bus. But you have to believe me, I did text someone that headline. It wasn't today and it wasn't during.
Where are you on that decision?
I mean, that's a personal decision.
Okay. Yeah, I was noticing Jake saying that the only player in the league that he likes is LeBron.
And we don't know if he's gotten vaxxed or not. He hasn't. He just. It's not that big of a deal, and he's let us know that. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. And it. Then I agree.
It's personal, right? I mean, do you say if you got
vaxxed
or not?
It's personal, and people saying that he flagrantly violated the league's COVID protocols.
Now everyone even, got tested at that tequila event.
Yeah, not even like realizing even that Drake. He had to promote his tequila. It was like he
Drake
had to
got
go.
A PCR.
Drake
test
was there.
Negative.
Michael B. Jordan was there.
All those people. Yeah.
Who is that guy on the end?
Is that Alec Baldwin?
No. That's the that he used to have brown hair. He used to be in a lot of stuff.
Oh, I think it's Michael B. Jordan. Yeah.
No,
I've
I know
him.
He wasn't around the 90s.
Friday night.
Yeah. Who's hugging Drake?
Tom Bosley.
It's Tom Bosley.
He used to say, "We're on a break."
No, that's David Schwimmer.
That's not David Schwimmer.
That's David Caruso.
This is a 65-year-old fat white man.
Y'all know who that dude is. Imagine him with brown hair.
I don't think it's Ross. I just can't. I feel like no David way. Schwimmer that looks like Bob like Ryan. Older than like Ross. He's like 50 something.
He said that line in something else.
He said that a long time ago, but that's him now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him now. He said it wasn't that long ago. It was like 20 years, and he was like 26 when he said it. So he's,
this guy
is like 70.
Yeah.
How is Giveon getting to hang with LeBron James? Mad about that.
I'll tell you how. He got a negative test. He showed up, and they confirmed that with him, and so that he didn't have to wear a mask next to LeBron, who may or may not have been vaxxed himself. He doesn't want to answer that question because it's personal.
That's personal.
And it's not that big of a deal.
Everyone's outside. Everyone is outside.
They're all facing the same direction, so they can't breathe on each other.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next photo, Andy?
Oh, it's a grilled watermelon.
Looks very, very COVID safe.
Drake turned to face him, but that's why LeBron opened his mouth to blow out. Like, hey, don't get those breathing near me.
LeBron is yelling at someone to put their mask on.
Yeah. Hey, I see you.
You're going to get me in trouble, whether I've been over the
nose.
Or not.
It has to go over the nose.
Well, I guess if I was given the choice between a world where LeBron announced that he got vaxxed and was like either wearing a mask or somehow otherwise like, you know, showing like COVID safety protocols were being followed, but he wasn't celebrating and promoting his tequila, or living in this world where we get these photos, I say, I'm quite happy where I am. Thank you very much.
What is the tequila brand? Just so we can give it a quick shout out as well.
Yeah, this is the thing that's so ironic about him doing this is that
Salsa.
The idea that Lobos 1707 even needs to be promoted at this point.
That's right, Lobos. Can you Travoltify it?
Sean,
what would that sound Travoltified?
If they,
so that's
if they
that'll be $25.
They'll find out. It's actually not very expensive.
All right. I thought you'd get me a really quick one if it's easy to John Travoltify, which.
It's actually
not
easy. I
think just means to say his name, either like John
Travolta. It's actually not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it and no one would pay for it. But I'm able to do it. And so people do have to pay for the service.
Just tell me, is it like you saying the name like John Travolta, or is it like you morphing my name with John Travolta, like a Miron?
Why don't you send him 25
Are there like goods and services that you provide for a fee that then I would be able to get in exchange? Like, if you don't want to pay the money, is there something that you provide to your Patreon subscribers that now I could get for free? Is that something you want to do?
I mean, yeah, there's videos that we put online that you can, I guess, have access to for 5 months.
I guess I'm less curious about watching your videos than you are about getting your name Travoltified, so it doesn't really feel like a fair trade to
me. I'm curious what it even means to Travoltify.
He set you up for that, man.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. I will pay you $25.
Do you personally respond when people are like, "Hey, I'm considering applying, like signing up for this Patreon. Can you just like describe for me the content of all of the videos that I'm going to be seeing?"
No. I'm curious what that even looks like.
All I'm curious about is what happens in all the videos, and then I'll be able to make my decision about whether
I guess. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't reply to that. No, but this
even if they offered to pay you half the money up front and then half after,
if they gave me $12,
if they like the videos, if they give you 12 and then they get to decide whether they like the video or not. Or is there possibly like an impartial committee that could decide?
I said forget it, man. Let's talk about something else. You obviously either don't know how to John Travoltify my name or you don't want to give it up in a specific way. Whatever.
John's not part of it. John's not part of it. No, John's not part of it. It's just Travoltifying a name. I do know how to do it. I do it almost every week on the show, and people are pretty happy with the results, as you can tell from the Flagrant Ones DMs, which Andy has to respond to 4 times a day, telling people that actually it's not free. And it's not even $10.
No, it's 25.
It's too much. It costs too much.
What was that, Andy?
Okay, Chris Vernon, one of the hosts of The Mismatch, is a big Memphis Grizzlies fan. We love Chris Vernon. on this show. He's like 23 years old. He sounds like a very old man. And so I was like, oh, I got to listen to this episode. I want to hear what his voice sounds like after he's been screaming all weekend. Because the Grizzlies won their play-in game against the Warriors. And they won game one against the Jazz.
Which I guess are a trash organization.
Kevin O'Connor, his co-host, was very publicly predicting that they were going to lose. First, that they were going to lose to the Warriors, and then that they were going to get swept by the Jazz. So I wanted to hear how Chris Vernon responded to Kevin O'Connor, and this is how.
Get to all the different series, but what I'm most excited about today, Kev,
I wonder what that is.
I was unaware that the mismatch was so popular with players around the league, including very high-profile players around the league. But over the weekend, given the conversations that we had on Friday, I was sent a couple of different voicemails that were intended for you. No less.
They didn't have my number. I couldn't get
it. Yeah, they didn't have your number, but they were able to get mine. And so they said, Kay, can you deliver these voicemails to Kevin O'Connor for me? And I said, you know what? It turns out we're recording on Tuesday morning. This will be perfect. Yeah. And then I can and then I can just let you hear them. And then you'll be able to say whatever you want to say. I probably should have sent them to you off the air, but we're going to play them on.
I just want to make sure the premise is sufficiently set up. There's going to be a little more explanation just in case, but just like, is everyone clear on?
I think when I get the rest of it, because you did pause it kind of while he was mid-sentence, I think when I get the rest, I'm going to have a feel for what's going on.
You can scroll back 15 seconds if we need to hear it again, too.
We could. It seems like people have Kevin O'Connor's phone number. Am I getting that right?
No, so actually, they didn't have Kevin O'Connor's phone number. They only
had Chris Vernon. Glad we stopped.
So they sent him the voicemails. And as I'm thinking of this, I'm like, well, then what's Kevin going to be able to say after? And according to Chris, Kevin is going to be able to say whatever he wants to after these voicemails. So
because they don't have his number. Or that's just separate. Them having his number is not part of it.
It's kind of part of it. That's an explanation for why they didn't leave him the voicemails, I guess.
Called
Chris. These are voicemails for Kevin O'Connor. So it kind of is part of it. But they left them on Chris Vernon's voicemail.
Okay. And then Kevin...
And then he's going to be able to play
And then Kevin has to say what they want after they...
Yes. And he's... Yeah.
Because they were recording Tuesday morning.
Yeah. So that's perfect. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, yeah, you didn't get you got permission. This isn't like Shannon Sharp and Julio Jones, right?
No,
okay,
no.
This is okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. No, these guys knew what they were doing when they were sending these to me.
Yeah.
The first one is from Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors, who evidently is a big mismatch fan, was listening to the show on Friday and wanted to send you a voicemail.
Hey, Kev, it's me, Steph Curry, number one scorer in the league. My voice has been like this since I got my nuts kicked in on Friday. Anyway, I'm really sorry I let you down. I heard how good you were talking about us on Friday, and you even made me forget that we start Kent Bazemore at two guard. I did everything I could, but Kev, that Dylan Brooks would not leave me alone. And he was saying mean stuff, too. He was like, you ain't getting the ball, small fry.
What?
And then, because that was happening, my teammates had to shoot. And you saw that Draymond tried to break the backboard on the last shot of regulation.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then in overtime, Andrew, he tried to break the backboard, too. We got in the huddle, and I said, Andrew, pass the ball. You're not a Timberwolf. And another thing, that John Morant sure is incredible. I know you said you'd rather have LaMelo, but I don't know, Kev. Anyways, I heard you say I was going to crush Chris Vernon's heart, and I sure didn't do that. Sorry. And I remember you also said that the Jazz would murder the Grizzlies and sweep them. Man, I thought, my season's over, but at least I didn't say that. Oh, well, sorry, man. Keep your head up. I've got a tea time to get to. And thanks for the MVP vote.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, that's it.
Wow.
He does another voicemail after that.
I was curious if you'd do another one because he covered so much with this one.
Yeah.
Steph really seemed to have like a checklist of things he wanted to get through in the voicemail. Mm-hmm. It's funny, the voicemail that Steph Curry left for him is longer than the video he made to be played at the television show pitch that I attended, on which he was an executive producer.
But it is consistent in one aspect, which is that he was going to go play golf right after.
Yeah, it's true.
Or I guess he was playing. At the time he did yours, he basically was in the process.
He was on the golf course, yeah.
Yeah,
he did sound like Tao Lee from South Park in the video clip, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. What I like is there's a laugh. There's a spot where Kevin and I laugh at the exact same moment, and I think we're both laughing at just the fact that it's still going. But I think Chris Vernon believes he's getting a laugh on the sort of writing and performance of it.
I think Kevin O'Connor was actually enjoying it.
Yeah, I think so too.
And
so was I, by the end.
I gotta be honest, I enjoyed it myself.
I came around to unironically liking it.
I did like it, but what I'm saying is, like, when he is done, and then he goes, and you also said the Utah Jazz. I feel like that gets a laugh from me and got a laugh from Kevin at the same time. And I think it's because it's like, I can't believe we're going to go into the next game. and I did enjoy it. And the whole Dylan Brooks run. Yeah. The delivery of, but I don't know, was
the classic Vernon.
Very Towley-esque. Yeah. And it's shades of Cousin Sal. If anybody used to listen to Guess the Lines, Russell Wilson would often leave a voicemail for Bill Simmons for Cousin Sal to play. Or I guess it was Bill Simmons leaving a voicemail for Cousin Sal when he was drunk about how much he liked Russell Simmons. But it was a similar sounding impression, and a lot of the same notes were hit.
Andy, do some great King news for me, please.
Okay. We have Mayor Bill de Blasio has some thoughts on Trae Young.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out? Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trae, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on, play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson.
That is so cool.
I'm just so sad he's I can't vote for him again. The Knicks are cool. I like the Knicks, but I'm a big de Blasio head more than anything.
Well, that is New York. The Knicks come and go, but de Blasio is part of the DNA of that city, man.
Eric Garcetti actually told the Lakers to have patience, but told the Clippers to panic.
De Blasio, you got to know de Blasio when he would return Amir every night, when Amir was...
Yeah, when we would...
Out with his little toys.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
the doorbell rang. Bill de Blasio is standing there, and he's got like kind of one hand on
a handle of a little red wagon.
Yeah. When we lived in the city,
because Amir's
had
out
this little
cold.
Train. He had a little.
Oh, hey, Bill! Thanks for bringing him home. I'm so sorry about this.
What? He's like a Mr. Wilson style foe for me. No, I've never met this man.
It was cute because he would come, like, he's tall, and he would bring you
so
home, carrying you like by your collar, your feet fully
I'm
off 5'11", the ground.
Yeah.
You were like, and you were like kicking the air because he didn't want to come home. You wanted to stay out with your, he wanted to stay out with your toys. He's 6'5" and he has a long reach, so he would hold you up, and you would be wiggling your feet in the air because you wanted to be out. But I told you needed to be home when the streetlights come on.
We call 5'11"
come
tall.
On. Unless you want to eat your cereal cold all week, and
which is fine for me. I like to have it that way. And if Bill de Blasio carried me home by my underwear, which again happened maximum 2 times the entire time I lived in New York with Jake,
You definitely didn't threaten me.
And this was back when de Blasio was a comptroller, I think. I don't even think he was mayor yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Again, I've barely met this guy. If
Sorry,
he's helped me
Amir,
up on my underwear. Yeah.
1 second. Andy, can you pull up average height male?
The hell? I feel like I'm being put on trial here. What did I say?
5 feet 9 okay. inches.
Okay.
Okay. Great. So what were we trying to catch me in? Like, why did you?
No, you said I'm tall. I'm 5'11", and I thought, is that tall or is that sort of the upper end of average height?
And what would you say based on the data that presented?
I've just got this one source. I don't even know what Healthline.com is.
What is the answer?
Could you also look up Bill de Blasio height? Bill de Blasio.
Well, can you click on 5'11" average height for a guy down here first?
What?
It's extremely
tall.
Man, is what Cora says.
You would tower over the average 5'7" American and Canadian male.
5'11" is extremely tall.
Many Canadian males are actually 5'6". Oh, this is Quora.com. So this is
that's my words. I answered that question.
Quora,
I think that was taken from Yahoo Answers. Yeah,
I was curious.
Submitted.
Amir, something about you awakens my curiosity. I was genuinely curious. Can you find Bill de Blasio's height now?
Yeah. Aha, first, a lot of people are curious about this. Oh, he is 6'5".
Ooh, 6'5".
Wow. Nailed it.
Only the true heads know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
6'5". I want him to say his famous line. Y'all know what it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm married to a black woman.
That famous
That's
line.
What he would say it's when he brought a near home,
pop
too.
Every time.
It's not even true. It's so insane that that's his line.
Well, he'd married her after he started saying that. He did.
he needed to fulfill the prophecy.
Yeah.
When he was doing whatever to me, which is, I'm not even saying he did anything. I think they were just engaged.
They were on a break at that time, I think.
Nice. Savage. Absolutely savage.
One of my savage moments. Savage.
Okay, what Warren else happened?
His name is Warren Wilhelm.
Junior.
Yeah, I'd go by Bill too. Well, Bill look, Cuomo is also extremely tall.
Extremely tall. Cuomo's 5'11.
That's what he's known for, I think.
Yeah. Well, he towers over an average height Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Bill de Blasio.
Andy, give me more news.
Okay. Malik Beasley had an affair and made a Instagram post where he apologized to his wife.
People are saying Malik Beasley, but it actually is Malik Beasley. He renamed his pronunciation after director Terrence Malick.
Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was when, was it Rami Malik won the Oscar for playing Freddie Prinze? Freddie Prinze Jr., is that who he played?
Yeah, he was playing Freddie Prinze Jr., yeah, that's right.
I mean, I didn't see the movie, but my understanding from my friends is that he was playing Freddie Prinze Jr., and and that Malik Beasley was so moved from that story of, like, I mean, I think they actually recreated, like, they got the whole cast of Summer Catch back together, other than Freddie Prinze Jr.
Sure.
And
sorry, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Fuck.
Sorry. One of the tallest heights someone could be.
No, yeah, keep going. You can cut that part out. I don't know why I was like,
why would they cut it out? Because you looked bad. So
I was gonna say, like, you think I'm fucking short? You're 5'.
I didn't think you were short. I didn't think you were short.
No, I know.
You said I'm tall. I'm 5'11".
I don't
necessarily describe myself as I'm tall.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know why I was like,
when actually
it was like,
it's like almost impossible to be that tall compared to what the average is.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, they did, you know, they had some scenes from She's All That. They did, I Know What You Did
You're
Last Summer.
You're 6'1"?
They were 6'1".
Hayes, is that true?
I haven't seen him in person in a while, but like yeah.
Hayes, you're pretty tall. I don't remember Sean being taller than me.
Hayes is 6'3", and he's 4 inches taller than you, and I'm 2 inches taller than you.
Okay.
Which I know, Carl's, yeah, I know Google, Carl's tall.
Is 6'3".
I know Hayes is tall.
Is 6'3" tall? They tell you that, like, Google sends you a warning saying you have to go to the hospital for being too tall.
Yes, Andy, you want to pull up any photos of, like, me with Hayes and Carl or anything? Is there something where we could get some scale here?
I think
I do want to hear Andy read an apology to Malik Beasley's wife.
Sure, yeah,
that's a lot of words.
I want to hear you.
I read it the whole while thing. You were on the page. Yeah, I think it's a nice apology. I would
read it really sincerely, Andy.
And read it as if your name was Malik.
That I was going to do either way. I want to say sorry for putting you in the situation you were put in the last few months.
I love that phrasing.
My head wasn't where it was supposed to be. I was looking for more when it was right here the whole time. I'm telling the world that there's nobody like you for me. For the record, I was the one who ended my last relationship off the fact that there is no one like you. Also, for the record, I wanted to do my own ish because I just left you guys, and I def ain't the type to set up pictures at the mall in ish. As that's some childish ish, and I'm trying to grow individually and grow a family, a real family. I ain't looking to be judged. I'm looking for forgiveness, to forgive me for hurting my family the way I did. At the end of the day, I'm a lover boy, and I miss holding y'all and loving y'all. I love you, Mushi. I love you, Kai Kai. My family over thing.
Apology accepted.
That's good. And my she did accept thing. It. She appreciates the apology and considers... okay, so she says it's hard to own up to bad decisions and apologize, especially publicly, so it is appreciated.
Yeah.
So that's not exactly accepting it, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Amir, really, how's this look to you?
Are it
you
looks like you're standing in front of Hayes, and he's like still a little bit taller than you. But
well, he is 2 inches taller than me, and I'm 2 inches taller than you.
Even with you being like a foot in front of him, I feel like it would be you would be even or something. The fact that you're still shorter than him.
Those are three guys about the same height.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Roughly.
I remember hanging out with you guys.
You're not responding to it.
You're both tall. I see it. You'd slot in there, right? You'd slot in there really well. You'd just stand right next to me. You'd be just a little bit under me.
We're all what they call tall boys.
Tall boys, 5'11 and up. Assemble.
5'11. I've been 5'11 since the eighth grade.
Same. Well, I was 5'2.
Line up in height order, you would be last in that.
I'd be in the tall group, and then everyone else would be in the small group, is what I'm saying. 5'9 and under, I think, is what it came up as. On Google, was it? Which sounds pretty official. Anyway,
was we health line about... the health line was the result, which I don't know. Yeah, I don't
Google just shows site. You the result. It didn't say which yeah. the height was.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. I feel like I shifted the tone or the energy of the show. I don't...
No, I think it's
been
good.
Pretty
I mean,
consistent
it's...
the whole time, yeah.
Yeah.
Next news.
Next news.
Shaq has decided to try and speak to Jokic in his own language in Serbian.
Okay, Shaq here. First of all, si Anya Igra Brate. And what is it going to take you to go into Portland and win game 3?
No, there's nothing wrong with your headset. That's no, just
si Anya Igra Brate.
Ah, yeah, thank you. Voila.
Yes,
voila.
Yes. Uh-huh. I speak the language. Tell him, Joker.
It's going to take the same effort, you know, the effort. Of course, the fans were on our side. That helped us a lot. I think we actually 2 years ago lost the first game against them. Even 2 years ago, so we are going to their place. We need to bring defense with us, and we need to create open looks.
There you go.
They cut the clip too long.
So Yanya Egra Barate.
I like how he always says this is Shaq at the beginning. He's like, yeah, you sound very different from everyone else in the world.
What do you think he said? Oh, good game, bro. I see.
Yeah.
Barate. Oh, thank you, bro.
Well, this is a good news for the Randall Dandles.
Yeah. Oh. So,
yeah.
Randall Dandles assemble.
Moments ago, he was
tall
named,
boys.
Julius Randall was named the most improved player for this season.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at that. Randall Dandles, stand up and be taller than 5'11 when you stand up.
I just want to say that
taller than all of us. You know, not like a dick thing to say.
Okay, I do want to feel like I have to share that Amir texted me and he said, no fucking way, he's 6'1". Which I don't know who that's about.
Sorry about yeah.
He didn't say who it was about, but
Amir, one thing I could do is I could send you wedding photos of mine because my wife is 5'11". And so you could see that when I'm standing with her, I'm a little taller than her. She's your exact height. I didn't realize
that your wife was so petite. That's nice.
It's not petite. Tall for a lady and tall for a man. Tall for a lady and tall for a man. 5'11 is pretty good to me. Basically, me to Carl is the equivalent of Carl to Julius Randle. We're all in like scale-wise tall. Carl, how tall are you? What are you, 6'9" or some shit? You're like a...
Yeah, I'm 6'9".
Jesus.
But I dip down when I talk to the fellas, you know, because we all equal over here on the flagrant ones.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's true. Same.
But thanks for having me,
by the way.
I'm a big boy, though. I'm a big boy. I don't like to tell my height because creeps love to hear it too much.
I like that. I fucking hate talking about height too. I don't even know how this came up.
You're obsessed with height,
Sean. Fucking,
you're fucking. You're like talking about it and texting about it
on this show, and was like,
you're talking about it twice through this fucking
pull up average height. Like it's the fucking it's an ADD kid at a Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow,
you're having another meltdown.
You're having a meltdown,
and you need cereal.
He just said that Bill de Blasio was tall. You said so am I. I'm 5'11", and it got my gears turning about what's considered tall. That's all.
Totally, yeah, and I don't even know why we're still talking about it.
Me neither.
Yeah. We're talking about it because you made a song about it. You just a second ago were singing a height song.
What else is in the news, bros?
I think we're out of news.
I mean, I think there's probably a picture of the two of us next to you. I mean, you've done Handbook a few times in person.
Yeah.
We might have been sitting. We probably were, in fact. Actually, if you
guys came on If I Were You, too. So we would have taken a photo in front of the head.
Those are standing photos for
sure. Oh, yeah. Those are all standing photos. Amir probably posted it.
I deleted a bunch of my old photos like 10 minutes ago. Don't even pull it up. Don't even Google it.
Oh, you deleted it already?
I think so. I think it's gone, baby, gone. Irish. Oh, my God. This is a fucking Spanish Inquisition.
This was a good episode.
It's not there. It's true.
Yeah. Deleted it.
It's not there.
But here's a couple, you could tell just from the perspective, couple of tall guys.
Yeah,
shocked at how high up they are.
Yeah.
Andy, do we have any songs? Any good songs to play?
Yeah, this is a pretty fun one. It's a Pavement cover by Jake. We could check this one out.
Jake?
Different.
Not me.
Sigh of relief, but my husband's work isn't done yet. He is the Celtics GM, got those Brooklyn picks for Garnett. Up in his office, he's always trading. He works on Christmas, it's a little much. I bring him meals, tells me to shut the door. Guess I'll just let him be.
Damn.
good. I like the original song a lot.
It's a nice song.
Just as much.
Flagrant Pavement. Was that a song? Is that a song?
The Pavement is the band, and the song is called Range Life that they did a parody.
But I did, and like it works well with this one. I do want to say we had asked not to get any more songs from the perspective of Michelle Ainge, Danny Ainge's wife.
Fair enough. No, we should mention that just because we don't want this to start another flood of these. If you guys could find another angle, just something fresh, because I think. Again, I like this song, and it really matched this time. It was probably the best one we've received in a sea of submissions that are all a song from the perspective of Michelle Ainge.
And let me tell you something. I know what y'all are doing, and I don't know why I'm always the victim of these situations. Y'all know I used to date her. Y'all know we used to go together.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so that's what the fans are doing. But they do that to me. That's how these fans, this fan of this show.
We've never talked about it on the show once. We like never asked for this.
You dated Danny Ainge's wife.
It's Tom Hardy meme, right? That's bait. Mm-hmm. He says that's bait, and that's what the song is, Carl.
Maybe it is. Maybe
Fury Road.
This can end by you talking about it a little bit.
That'd be nice.
Listen, we met on Hinge.
When?
A couple years ago, Danny Ainge and her were on a break. And she got on Hinge.
In LA?
Went out a couple times. Yes, in LA. Went out a couple times. And she kind of played me because she went back to Danny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't honest with her feelings. And that's that. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Damn. I'm sorry, man.
You see the sunset?
Yeah, is everything okay?
Beautiful. Yeah, sunset. Don't let the sun go down on me. Yeah.
And I do want to say, during the song, Amir did text me.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, I'm doing the show. I do not want you to, I don't want to have this conversation with you this way. We can have it out loud. He texted me, is he six even by any chance? And then he said not to read out loud. curious.
You're not nothing mostly curious. Could... You're obsessed.
Yeah. Now I'm on trial for something that Hayes did, which is read it out loud, even though I specifically said not.
Nobody's on
You're
trial.
You're six fucking not. Even 6'1". It doesn't matter. I'm 5'11". I'm 6 feet. Who cares? We're both tall boys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, and so now for someone that paid for this service, which does cost $25 a month, do we want to Travoltify one name?
Yes. Whoa.
So now
we have. Yeah, let's just get Amir off, and then we'll.
Yeah.
My God, you have to do it. I'm already here. Let me fucking hear it.
Yeah, for $25, you can stay in the Zoom while I do it.
Absurd. Okay.
We have Jason Cam, K-A-M-M.
Jason Cam?
Yes.
What music do we play for this now?
We've done a lot of. We've played the Happy Birthday Polly song from Rocky IV that the robot plays.
We could Who's do that. Johnny?
I'll drop that in. Oh, yeah. Who is Johnny from
The Bar?
It's a Short Circuit.
Mm-hmm. Do Happy Birthday Polly.
Jason Cam. The wickedly talented Jeans Man Cum.
He wants it so bad. Look at his face.
I see what it is now. It's it's the Adele Dazeem fucking all over again. Damn, that was respect.
From one tall guy to another, right?
For real, from like 2 6-footers.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Give for you, take for me.
Have y'all discussed Tuesday Night Hoops coming back?
Is that for real? Is that
I'm asking.
Oh, like I haven't been vaccinated long enough to play, but I think some of the dudes are playing still outdoors on Saturdays.
Oh, I can't do that. The David Futernic game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that one. Can't play outside on these tall knees.
Yeah, I don't think the gyms are open yet. Maybe June 15th. I mean, I'm tall too, and it's not easy, let me tell you. It's not easy to play basketball outside. I suck at basketball compared to you.
I thought Jake was really good at basketball, but then it turns out it's the other guy that works at HeadGum.
Marty, yeah. Marty's good. Marty's been playing. Mm.
Jake, are you good, though?
At basketball? No. Terrible.
Okay.
Very bad. But, damn, really bad I wish I could keep on living the lie, and you could just think I was good at basketball.
How tall are you?
6 feet.
I think he's also six, right?
Yeah. I'm a little bit taller than you are.
I think he's also six.
Marty's like six, above 6'1".
Yeah, Marty's
6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah, we're about the same height.
We're about the same height. About.
Okay. All right, bye.
What a fucking weird ass ending.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.